We're in Simin Nun Hei, the halachas of Kaddish, the halachas of a minyan. We are up to Sif Yud Ches. We will be completing the Simin all the way through Sif Chav Beis. Let us begin. Yud Ches im Tzas Asor Beis Knesses, Uktsosom Ba'azoro Einom Mitztarfim. If you have part of the minyan in the shul and part out in the courtyard outside the shul, they are not Mitztarif. The Prima Gadim points out that, once again, if you hold that Re'iyah is mitzaref them, that will be good enough. It's interesting because the Mechaber paskins that Re'iyah does work if they can see each other, and here he holds that it doesn't work. The Prima Gadim nevertheless holds that if you hold that seeing each other works, it would work here as well, and the Mechaber must be talking about where they don't see each other. But once again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are those who argue with the entire premise that seeing each other helps, and therefore there is Malkam Lahachmir. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about what's the case of a small room next to the shul. It has a door, and the door is open. They are not mitztarif. What's the halacha if you already have a minyan in shul? The problem is not tzirif anymore. Not only that, but we're not even dealing with the shliach tzibur, because that we saw had its halachas. A yachid is davening in a room next to the shul. Is he yotze tefillah b'tzibur or not? Now, he can definitely answer, that we'll see. He can definitely answer Kaddish, Kiddush, and Baruch Hu. The question is, can he be yotze tefillah b'tzibur or not? So, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Radvaz, who says that if there is no way of getting to that room other than walking through the shul, meaning this is a room that is past the shul, in order to get to this room, you have to walk through the shul, he holds that you're yotze over there. You're considered davening tefillah b'tzibur. This Radvaz is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah as well as in the Bir Halacha. Whereas, if you're talking about just a room that is adjacent and it has its own entrance from the outside, even though you can hear Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu and answer, you cannot be yotze tefillah b'tzibur by davening there. Sif Yutes, Shatz B'teva. Now, many of the old shuls, especially in Europe, you will find that there was a special place for the chazan, that you walked up, there was an elevated platform that was in the front of the shul. It was something of a cage, whereby you'd walk up, and it was completely surrounded. It was completely surrounded by gates, by fences, and the shliach tzibur would daven from there. So teva, shatz b'teva, v'tisha b'veis knesses mitztarfim, af al pi shigavoa yud rechava dalet. Even though it is large enough and high enough to be considered a reshus on its own, the halachi v'yesh la mechitzes gavoas yud, and it has walls that are 10 tfachim high, the halachi is that the shliach tzibur being there can be motzi them. We don't consider it a separate room. Mipnei shi b'teilo lagabe beis haknesses, because it is considered batel to the Beis HaKnesses. Obviously, they meant that as a place that the Shliach Tzibur should stand in to be motzi the Tzibur. Some say that if the walls actually reach the roof, then it's considered a separate room, and he is not mitztarif. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's only a question of being motzi them. But with regard to his being yotze tefillah b'tzibur, of course he is yotze based on the Radvaz. Means if we go with the Radvaz that any room that you cannot get to unless you walk through the shul is mitztarif to the shul, so this is one such room. Sifchaf hayu asor b'malkam echad v'armin kadesh ha-kedusha afilu mi she'eno imayim yochol lanos. The halachi is that even though you're in a place where you couldn't be mitztarif and you're not considered davening b'tzibur, you can answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. This is true even if you live across the street from the shul and you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. V'yesh omrim she'tzorach shlo yeh mafsik dover she'no naki o avodas kachavin. There's a yesh omrim, which means that someone argues, but there's a yesh omrim that if you have something between you that is filthy, where one would not be allowed to, to daven in front of it, the halacha is that is mafsik and you cannot answer. Now the same thing, and not only that, you shouldn't answer amen. There are those who argue, but this is what the mechaber brings down. With regard to Lamaisa, because of the Yesh Cholkin, the Mishnah Brura says that you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha because it doesn't have the Shem Hashem except for Psukim, whereas you should not answer Baruch Hu because it's a Machlokas. Whereas when it said that Ovid Kachavim, Avodas Kachavim is Mafsik, the Mishnah Brura says this refers to either an Avodas Kachavim, meaning an idol, or Ovid Kachavim, an idol worshipper. He is also Mafsik. Now this means that if you have a non-Jew who is standing between you and the rest of the tzibur, you would not be mitzarif to them, and you should not be answering Kaddish Kedush and Baruch Hu. Sif Chaf Aleph, Ir She'ein Ba Ela Asara, a city that only has 10 people. Ve'echad Mehem Rotzal Lotzeis B'Yom Manoraim. Comes Yomim Noroim, one of the people wants to leave. Machayvin also Lishoer, he must either remain so that they're going to have a minion, Ol Lahaskir Acher Bemkomo, or he would have to pay to hire a person to be Mitzaref and be the 10th person to the minion here. Now this is referring to Yomim Noroim because it is Minag Yisrael that every city has a minion for Yom Noroim. During the rest of the year, just because they only have a minion b'tzimtzum, that would not tie anyone down whereby he couldn't travel. If someone wants to leave the city, move out or travel, he is allowed to, even though he'll leave them without a minion. With regard to Yomim Noroim, there it is Minag Yisrael, that if you have a tzibur, they are responsible to see to it that they do have a minion for Yomim Noroim. The Imheim Yud Aleph, what if they're 11, Verotzim Lotzei Shnayim, and two want to leave, Yaskiru Shneim Acher B'Shutfis. So then the two of them have to chip in and pay for a 10th person. B'Mekomon, in their place, Ushneim Yifru B'Shove. And they will both pay equally. V'Mechad Oni V'Echad Ashir, Porin Chetzio Lufi Momen, V'Chetzio Lufi Nefashis. Whereas if there's a difference in their financial status, the halacha is that half of it they pay equally, the other half of it they pay in accordance with their income, or in accordance with their assets, with who is more wealthy. The Mishnah Brura says that this is not so. This is actually a printing mistake. In this case, he says in a case where you had 11, and two of them want to leave, the halacha is that you pay 50-50. In other words, you split it evenly. It's only in a case where they do not have a minion, a city doesn't have a minion, there we say that you split it half by way of how many people there are, and the other half by way of their financial status. But if you already had a minion and they want to leave, they have to split it evenly because it is their equal responsibility. Now, what happens if you have a city where up until now every year the entire city went to another city for Yom Noroim, and this year they would like to have their own minion? They cannot force the yachid to stay. It's only if they didn't have such a minhag, and you have a city, it is Minhag Yisrael to have a minion. But if every year they had gone away to a different city, they cannot suddenly change things and then demand that everybody remain. Further, schar hachazn ala yotzim ka'ala nesharim. The schar of the chazn, that the people who left as well as the people that are there have to split evenly. Now there is a problem here. The Mishnah Brura brings from the Sefer Avodas Hayom that what happens if there's a minion? There's a minion and more than a minion. Say what you had was you had 10 people, you got 12 people, and one or two want to leave. So they're allowed to. They're not breaking the minyan. Do they have to pay for a chazan? They do not have to pay. They do not have to chip in. The reason being, because they don't need the chazan, they're leaving. It's everybody else that needs the chazan. So they wouldn't have to pay for it. So he asks, if that's the case here, then why is it that when you had 12 people, and when you have 11 people and two of them are leaving, why do they have to pay more than collectively the price of one person? Meaning, the two of them together, since they have to make up a 10th person, they should have to pay one share out of 10 in supporting the chazan. Why is it that we're making them pay two independent shares? See, had one of them left, the second one, he would only have to, he would not have to chip in altogether because they have a minyan without him. Now that two have left, so they have to supply a tenth person. Why should they have to pay more than one share for the Shliach Tzibur? He leaves that as a kasha. But he does stick to the halacha of the Seder Hayom, and that is that if you have 12 people and two want to leave, the halacha is they do not have to chip in for the chazan. Somebody that is forced to leave, the authorities are after him, he's forced to leave, or someone that left and then is for some reason is stuck and he cannot come back. The halacha is that he does not have to chip in. Furthermore, if you have a city that has a minyan every year, next door there's a city that doesn't have a minyan, and they usually come, those people who come do not have to pay for the chazan because they can go elsewhere. This city cannot be mechay of them to pay for the chazan. During the year, if you have a minyan, you can be kofa for the sake of getting a chazan. Whereas you cannot be kofa to get a minyan together if they did not have a minyan otherwise during the year. Says the Ramah, Hagav ein chilik beinim rotz aleilach zman aruch kodem yontif olo. Kol shelo yachzer beyontif, so long as he will not come back on yontif, even if he's leaving 6 months before, the halacha is, if he is the tenth man, he has to pay to get somebody else, and he will also have to chip in for the chazan. Chaf beis, so this is going back on something that the Mishnah Berurah had spoken out. Lo ha yukofin lahaskir lahash leminyin ki im beyomim hanoroyim. The halacha is that the kfiyah for a minyan is only yamim noraim and not during the year. And ukagon shein chaserim ki mechad ushnayim. That's only if they're missing one or two. Whereas what happens if they're missing three people? They only have seven. They cannot force one another to find the minyan. Ela imke minakavua mafursim bi'ir lokov laskar afil b'chsarim gimel odalat. Unless in that city the minag is that they force one another to make a minyan even though they only have six or seven. If there is a minyan, you can force them to pay for a chazan. Now this is another case. This is during the year. It's a shul that has far more than a minyan. There's a large community. But for some reason, they can't scrape together a minyan every time during the week. This one doesn't show up and that one doesn't show up. They are allowed to do what it takes to force one another to keep the minyan going. Mishnah Berurah here talks about Talmidei Chachamim B'nai Torah that don't normally want to daven in the shul. They want to daven elsewhere. The halacha is that if it's for the sake of maintaining the minyan, they too should be part of it. They should make sure that there's a minyan regularly.